You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Took place in the house of Yaakov Avinu Shalom. The friction between the children. So then the decision was that this brother is exactly like Esav. So we have to get rid of him. So the plan was that they have to decree Yosef to death. So then there was a change of decision. Yehuda said, if we really making the right decision, we didn't tell our father. So there's no use of getting rid of him. So what was the next step? What did he do? Who suggested?
Reuven suggested.
Reuven suggested, let's put him in a pit. So now there's an interesting midrash that is brought that if Reuven knew that when he made the decision or he suggested that they should throw Yosef HaTzadik in a pit, he would carry Yosef on his shoulder and he would bring him back to his father. Do you understand what happened? Did he know he's doing the right thing or not? He knew. He suggested, don't kill him. Put him in a pit. But the Midrash says, if he knew that when he suggested it would be written in the Torah, then he would carry his brother and then he would take him back to his father. What does that mean?
He would fight with all the brothers.
What does it make a difference? You trying to save your brother. But here Midrash says he was not aware that his suggestion would be written in the Torah. That means he would be the part of the Torah. So if he knew that when he suggested to his brothers, don't kill him, let's take him, like throw him in a pit. So it's written in the Torah. So if he knew...
So it's a wrong lesson, that's why. When it's written in the Torah, everybody learn from the Torah.
Understand? Well, what difference does it make in you? That is it written or is not written?
The reality is there. What is within
him? Beautiful. So now the question that obviously you have, what's the question you have?
What was in his heart?
Beautiful. Should it be such a thing, or can it be such a thing that any good act, like let's say you came to Bet Knesset this morning, is it written in the Torah or is not written in the Torah?
Everything is written in the Torah.
It's written?
Yes.
No. Do you feel that it's written when you came to Beit Knesset this morning?
It's written or not, it's written for sure.
Understand, but does it make you a different spirit? When you know that when I came this morning to the Beit Knesset, it is written in the Torah. And then without a shame when you come to the Mincha at 3:30 today, and also it's written in the Torah. So does it make a difference in you?
What about the freedom of choice?
It shouldn't make a difference.
Huh?
It shouldn't?
Why?
No, because you're doing it for yourself.
Okay, but people make sure that it's documented or not.
Exactly. No, why shouldn't be documented? Why shouldn't be documented? So now you apply for a job. So now they ask you for a resume, for your record. So now you have to bring proofs that you work in such a place. You have a letter. So if you don't have it, you lost it. How do you feel?
Not
so good. Terrible. No, that's the point. The point of matter here is every good act of you, it is recorded. It is recorded.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.